At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss new horror queen Megan, and all of our hopes and dreams for her sequels and merchandising, plus the priest who claims he was tortured in hell with Rihanna music. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at Patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
Barely.
Do you care?
Sometimes.
What'd you do, fart?
Do you scare?
Boo.
This is giving, remember when Tyra Banks interviewed Beyonce?
She, you know she's done that with more than just Beyonce, right?
I means more.
You know, you and I did a whole episode ourselves of that interview style.
What? It's all coming back. It's all coming back. Well,
hey,
do you,
speaking of it's all coming back.
Yeah, sure. Celine's back.
I was at a karaoke bar this past weekend for my brother's birthday.
I never want to be in a karaoke bar. Let me just put that out there.
And I don't think it was your turn to talk yet.
Okay.
And it was just it was like I had never been to a karaoke bar that didn't have a proper like designated area for those who are karaokeing. It was kind of just like a free-for-all, so sometimes you had to like really look around the bar to figure out who was singing and where they were.
I kind of like that. Oh wait, it's a huge bar, not a room.
It was a, well, it
like, you know how you
bar.
Can get, like, a karaoke
it
private
It wasn't
room.
That.
Okay, got it.
It wasn't that.
So these are strangers.
I also, for what I also want to say is, fuck a private karaoke room. Grow up. Sing in front of strangers.
Okay, both are bad.
So there I was, and it was the women, there were two elderly women working the bar. They hated their lives. They really shushed some people who they didn't enjoy their singing. I was like,
shushed them while they were singing?
Yes.
No.
She told one of the people in our she came over and was collecting empty drinks from our table and told one of our friends who was in the moment singing, she said, "Do less."
That's rude. Is it kind of like a Ed Begleviks, like, where they're all mean, the waiters are mean? You know?
No, she was, I don't know. I was like, honey, who, what? But also, like, it would just, like, there was no real announcement. You just had to be paying attention. So when your number was up, like, it just went song into
it's
song into song.
It's like a deli.
Song. It's like a queue, baby. It's like, yeah, it's like once your song's over, the next song is just rolling. And my friend was getting ready to sing "It's All Coming Back to Me Now," which is what made me think of this. And the girl who sang before him, he like walked over and he was like, "Oh, that's my song." And she was like, wasted. And she's like, "No, I'm singing it with you." And he had to be like, "No, you're not." Take the microphone from her.
Oh, no.
Those two girls left shortly after that. They were not with our group, but... Anyway, I had a hoot.
Yeah, I just I went to a karaoke bar once.
And only once? You and I used to go all the time when you lived here.
No. I mean, yes.
You sang "Walk Away."
You better. You know what? The one and only, the true idol. Yes. I paid homage. No, I went to one in Los Angeles. It was like, oh God. It was like, oh, it was like in on Melrose, okay. And it was the workout group that we used to go to.
They had a karaoke night?
There was they all did a karaoke night, and it was not just...
Was I there?
I don't know. But it was not just those people there. And so
this is sounding a little familiar.
And I was like, when I say I worked up the courage all week to learn a song leading up to it, and getting there and immediately leaving because of anxiety. And I was like, well, I definitely tried my best. I at least arrived to the venue. I did not end up singing, though I was very prepared to sing one of two different Robin songs.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the songs that really shut the bar down this evening when I was there, Bring Me to Life by Evanescence.
Ooh, a great duet.
Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Sure, yes.
Surprisingly, what was like Maroon 5's first song again? Somebody sang that and the whole bar was lit for
this
it.
Love.
No, is... Harder to Breathe.
Harder to Breathe. You know what? Maroon 5 has a lot of that first album, Songs About Jane.
Babe. I'm a Maroon 5 stan.
It is
so. Whatever you're about to say about them only having one good album,
I'm just saying it is.
They have discography.
I'm not asking about their discography, you piece of shit.
Are you talking about how you're mad that there's six members in a five member band?
We're not getting to that yet. I'm just saying that Songs About Jane is a cultural defining album.
Yeah, it's 20 years old this year.
It
can't really wait. Actually, it might be.
It might be. Is it? No way. No way. Because it came out when I was in. Oh dear. Oh my God.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm dying. It was last year. Was the 20 year anniversary. It'll be 21 this year.
I was just saying that Songs About Jane was the album that my most listened to album at age 14. It had to be.
If you were to pick a favorite album from every year that you've been alive, do you think you could?
Yeah, like what's the stakes? A gun to my head? I guess I'll do it. What do you mean?
About big, yes, we're not talking about Big Gun.
Yes, Big Gun. Big Gun industry.
What do you think was your favorite album from 1989? Not to be confused
to my face.
With 1989.
Oh, God. From 1989, year I was born? I can't do this right now.
Well, yeah. See? Slingshot to the head, maybe.
Shot to the heart. Maybe that came out that year.
And you're to blame?
You know what?
Yeah.
I watched a movie last night.
I watched a movie last night.
Oh, my God. You saw me gone?
Baby, did you see Megan in theater?
I saw Megan in theaters.
Bitch. Oh my God. I was like, wait, hold on.
Aren't you glad I insisted we see it before it was going to be a living room movie?
You want to know a secret?
You watched it in your living room.
I wasn't even going to watch it. The weekend had come and went, and I was like, fuck Tyler.
You've lost your mind. And now do you see the light?
And last night I cooked this delicious shrimp pasta moment. And I was going to sit down and hit the bowl. And I was going to get a glass of water. And I was going to watch this movie on Amazon that I've been wanting to watch.
What movie?
It's called After Sun. It's an Oscar nominated like thing. But it's like...
Everything's Oscar nominated.
It's one of those. And so I log in. I pull up my Amazon Prime on my little Apple TV. And right at the top right when I log in, it says... Watch Megan from Home. And I thought, well, had I known this was an option, I would have done it sooner. So I watched Megan from Home last night.
You? No way.
Yeah.
And did you like it?
Yes, I rented it from home on Amazon. I was like, oh my God, this is less money than it would cost for me to take the subway downtown, see it in the theater, drink a large popcorn.
I'm happy that you did what you did. I'm happy you've done what you've done.
I put my phone on the coffee table and I said, no looking at your phone while you're experiencing
Megan. That's all I ask.
It was nice. I got to pause it when I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that is
didn't
nice.
Have
because
to
as
run
soon as,
to pee
as
like
soon
I did
as it
Avatar.
Ended, I didn't even make my should we wait for the bloopies joke at the end. I had to go and piss like a racehorse.
Your did you should we wait for the bloopers joke is the same as would you do fart.
That's fine. It is a perfect joke at the end of every movie theater experience because especially when a movie is not a bloopers movie.
Megan could have had bloopers.
I know. So it was kind of like a, well, it might have bloopies. But no, most movies are very funny to say, should we wait for the bloopers? Especially if it's like murder and drama.
I really liked...
But you have to call them bloopies.
I really liked Megan's first original song that she sang toward the beginning. but then suddenly she knew Titanium by Sia, which I was like,
they need to let, you know what, you know how they have baby. Like the people singing at the Golden Globes, like the best original songs.
Yes, or you Megan know, but, should be there.
And they owe, if Megan isn't performing Titanium,
no,
at the
original
Oscars,
song.
No. Oh, you mean in the commercial?
The very first one where she's like sings like a lullaby or whatever.
I don't really remember that, but I do remember the commercial, the cold open, if you will.
That was with a Furby.
Actually, I have
knockoff.
No clue what a cold open is.
The cold open had a Furby commercial. Spoiler.
No, it was like a Glurby.
It was a knockoff Furby.
So, okay.
So my question is,
what's your question?
There's room for improvement. I liked Megan.
That's fine.
But they
could
push Megan to the edge.
You know what? Hudson said the same thing. He said he wanted her to go a little bit
harder.
More off. Yeah, but that's what the squeakquel is for. You know she's going to be running. I loved when she had the paper cutter, like from a teacher's lounge.
Very the faculty. Not afraid to reference or not reference. It was.
You think it's a reference?
For the horror fans out there who saw The Faculty, you understand the reference.
Now, how do you differentiate yourself if you're a horror fan?
Or a horror.
And if you're a horror fan?
I'm both.
Okay. If you had to choose one side.
Slingshot to my head?
Slingshot to your head. But it's like aimed at your head from afar.
with a rock or like a marble?
Actually, could you do a slingshot to your head like...
yourself?
Only one way to find out. I think you could. I had a slingshot once. Yes.
I'm thinking about the song Last Resort.
Last Resort?
The one that's all cut my life in two pieces. Someone's saying,
I'm sorry, what?
Cut my life in two pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. That song's I'm sorry. That song stuck in my head because someone sang it at karaoke, but that song was all. Everyone was also singing that song, and it's very. And I'm contemplating suicide. And one of my friends turned to me and he goes, kind of dark. So, anyways, I was picturing shooting myself in the head with a slingshot, and I was contemplating suicide.
Okay. Back to the horror fan in you.
Okay, what about it?
Were there any other nods to the industry?
Well, I couldn't tell if
because this is going to be a franchise now. It's giving Chucky. It's giving
Bride of Chucky.
Annabelle or whoever the fuck that
spooky
is.
Girl.
Like, you know, she's joining the ranks.
Here's what I think. It bothered me that the niece's name was Katie and it was spelled like Katie from Mean Girls because I thought, don't touch that.
How did you know the spelling of her name, let alone her name?
I think it was like on a paper or something.
Okay, you're reading texts in the movie. This is what happens when
you're
watching.
It was on her medical chart.
You read her medical chart?
Yes, I paused it to read her diagnoses.
Oh, okay.
So you only knew Megan's name?
Barely. I'm still confused. So is it with an E or a 3?
Well, it stood for, what is, it was an acronym.
It stands for ATM machine.
But it was like, it was M3 something Android.
Mega 3.
It was like, the A was for Android, but I was like, then her name should be Mega, not Megan.
the N stands for...
No. The AN was for both for Android, which bothered me also.
No, it's Android nah.
Things I did like. I laughed so hard when that dog dragged Megan under the fence.
Oh, but you know what? The whole crowd in the theater was not feeling a dog death.
Well, I imagine.
If there's one thing that does not translate in a movie, audiences do not want to see a dog die.
We didn't see it. We just knew it happened.
Even worse. You think my imagination is going to come up with something pleasant? I had to imagine what she did to that dog. I spent a good chunk of the movie wondering if we were going to have to see a dog corpse.
Well, considering what she did to that boy, to that girl, to that old woman.
Oh. Yeah.
I loved whenever Megan's hair was messy.
Oh, me too. Yes.
Sticks in her hair in the woods. Yeah.
Yes. When she got disheveled, I was thinking, you know, she's giving range. She's not just prim and proper. She can also get down in the nasty.
I think she should have had more wardrobe choices. I think she should have had more wig choices.
I agree. If we're going, like, this is what a horror equivalent to an American Girl doll. Like, give us, well, first of all, if this, oh, now that would be a sequel where it's like all of the American Girl doll versions of different Megans, and they all have their like cultural background backstories.
Well, it did say that when Megan was going to go on sale to the general public, you could buy her in multiple skin tones.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So you're that's, right, I think right. The sequel needs to have Megan's of the world. Needs to have all different. I don't want just that same bitch back. Unless it's like a Chucky moment where when he came back and he was all stapled back together.
So the problem with Chucky, though, is like, here's what I want. I would love Chucky universe meets Megan universe.
Like Predator versus Alien.
Versus Predator. Or you know, who's that other bitch who's like that old man with the face versus
face
the
off?
Other guy? No. He's got maybe
a Freddy versus
mask.
Jason.
Yes.
What about a Megan face off sequel? Are you familiar?
No. With Tom Hanks?
As the bumbling doctor.
I thought, yeah, no.
Tom Hanks isn't in Face Off.
Somebody is. Nicolas Cage.
And John Travolta.
Yeah, all men of a certain age.
I read that Julia Roberts and Julia Roberts and Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, well, you asked Rachel.
And Jennifer Aniston are doing a body swap movie.
Yeah, I read the same tweet, and I was disturbed by the usage of the term body swap. I don't want that to be what we call whatever is going on. Just say they're going to do
a Freaky
Friday. Just say they're
going to
do a movie. Yeah, I would prefer it. I would prefer it, because then it's feeling a body swap to me is giving kidnapping vibes, and I immediately started feeling negative about it. Sorry.
Julia Roberts is the bumbling doctor in the body swap movie? So, Megan.
I'll see whatever you're just talking about. Here are my additional
notes from Megan.
You know what? I will say with watching it at home, you
it
had an
so
advantage
nice.
Of being able to take some notes.
I did. I wrote, Megan, PETA probably doesn't like this movie.
Yep.
I wrote, Megan should perform like you were saying at the Golden Globes or the Grammys. I said, is Megan just always on Wi-Fi? There were a couple times where...
You know, you can just say the things that you wrote down as your thoughts.
Wrote,
so you don't have to tell me you wrote
is
it.
Megan
just ask the question.
I wrote, is Megan Wi-Fi?
No, don't say I wrote. Don't say I wrote. Just ask
I wrote,
it.
Is Megan Wi-Fi?
No! Just ask me.
Did you like when Megan was on the...
No, ask me the question.
This is a question. I think, did you like when Megan was on the toy table at the school? It was giving very E.T. in hiding amongst the toys.
I thought the same thing. I thought, this is such a wonderful shot. They really gave me a image.
Yes.
I thought the whole movie was truly inventive and fun. camp, hilarious, laugh out loud hilarious multiple times in the theater. The entire crowd was like screaming with it. There was somebody in the crowd that was saying, "Oh no." And everyone was enjoying it. It was the perfect amount of like commentary from the audience.
I wanted that, and I think had I seen it earlier, I would have gotten it. I was afraid if I went yesterday for like a 3 p.m. matinee at the theater I was going to be the only one there.
We saw it Friday night, and we went to AMC, so we saw the Nicole Kidman.
God bless. So wait,
and everyone in the audience knew the line. Whatever feels good in a place like this. Everyone said it.
I hate LA.
And then everyone clapped at the end. So I really got a feel for what I was getting myself into with the film going experience. I could tell that people had already seen Megan in the crowd.
Okay, so I also wrote, is Megan Wi-Fi?
Don't say that you wrote it. Just ask me.
Tyler, is Megan Wi-Fi?
I think she does have Wi-Fi installed.
But sometimes she just like took over things that were also on Wi-Fi.
Well, I wrote that she has...
Oh, wow. You wrote?
I think she's compatible. Bluetooth compatible.
She definitely was.
She's like... okay, spoilers ahead, I guess.
I think we spoiled the whole movie.
So she's what? Now she's collaborating with the Google Home.
Well, it has its name.
The Amazon Echo.
It has a name. Betty Spaghetti.
It is not called Betty Spaghetti.
I think it's called Ellie. Does that sound familiar? Okay, well,
I don't know. Nothing sounds familiar. Let me just...
My last question.
Did you write it?
I wrote... Why didn't she sing Plastic Doll by Gaga instead of Titanium? If she's going to diverge from her original song that she opened the show with... Midway through,
it was so random.
She's doing a cover of Titanium. Why not Plastic Doll?
It was so random that was the song. There was no reason whatsoever. There was no ref. It was unafraid to not reference at that point, and you know, and almost felt like random core.
It did, and it's like if it was gonna do that, then why didn't we get to hear Megan say I eat plastic?
Sure. You're not wrong.
Plastic technologic. Ooh la la.
I loved everything about it. I liked that the commentary that it was making, because it was clearly having some commentary about like iPad babies.
Screen time.
You know? Screen time. And the direction we're going of like cyborg assistance. And
do you remember much of the
we are literally already in that moment.
Do you remember much of the plot from Ashley O?
No, but I did like her as a pop star, and I was her for Halloween.
I was trying to remember if Ashley O was like an actual doll, or if it was one of those, remember those like robot dogs that were hot for a minute?
Yeah, like Spice on Drag Race.
But Ash, was she a robot dog?
No, but she had her little robot dog as a little prop during the Metallic Week.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. So
Keep up, Pearl.
It's Wake Up, Pearl. I think Ashley O...
No, well, I meant Keep Up. Hey, did you see Pearl?
No.
Everyone's retweeting what Pearl looks like now. And it's annoying because people are like... I would top him then when he was on the show, and now I'd bottom for him now the way he looks like this. It's like, how basic is your understanding of like sex to where like how somebody looks is like
determinative of what parts go where? So I'm here. I am at Pearl's Instagram.
I don't know if it was on Pearl's Instagram. I say this only in defense of people's bodies. People really have some audacity saying what I would top him. I would fuck him. It's like that is so. I don't know. It feels a bit dehumanizing as somebody who probably has done this. So I don't know. You know, but like, it's pretty graphic. What the tweets that I've been seeing.
Yeah, on his Instagram, her Instagram, Pearl's Instagram, He posted a picture of
him. I don't know. It just rubs me the wrong way.
He posted a picture of him now looking like a beefy hunk. And then it's a side-by-side of Pearl from the show. And he captioned it, "I think of her often."
Oh, see, that's nice. I like that caption. Brava.
Yeah. That was his own post.
Okay.
I eat plastic.
You know what?
Did you have any other notes about Megan?
No.
Okay, we'll close.
No,
we'll close the Megan chapter until the squeak wall.
I loved it. You know what I will say? I did get these. So my edible hit right when we were in the concession stand.
Oh, did you get a big pretzel again?
And I made a edible just hit split decision, and it was bonkers. AMC or whoever where we were. It might just be our little theater because it's kind of got fancy foods at that theater, and you can get like draft beers and shit. Anyway, it's like I got this popcorn that is it is dusted with Oreos, and it has
disgusting.
Oreos all throughout the container of the popcorn, the bowl or you know the bucket, and it was. Incredible.
The last thing I ever want, it was
so incorrect to order, but I ate it.
The last thing I ever want is someone to sweet up my salty snack. I ain't trying to have the best of both worlds. I know what I want, and I want what I know.
What do you know?
A large popcorn with butter and salt.
Say that.
I mean, I would maybe have some Sour Patch Kids on the side, but I'm not dumping them in.
Hey, what did Meghan Trainor sing to her mother? Hey, mama.
Is she saying,
or what is the
is
song?
Your mom the bomb? Because my mom's
the bomb. Yeah. Well, she's got a new book coming out.
Meghan?
Yes.
Is this an all episode where we only talk about Meghans?
Maybe. She's got a new book called Dear Future Mama, a TMI guide to pregnancy, birth, and new motherhood from your bestie.
Did she have a baby?
I think she's pregnant with her second, if not popped it out already.
Did you
How in the world is it not called Potty Trainer?
Did you hear her single with...
Let me just stop you right there. I listened to the entire album.
She had a remix with Kim Petras.
Oh.
No, I did not. To the one that's all, I cafe my Gucci on.
I'm sorry. Sing it again?
I don't know it. And as soon as it pops up on TikTok, I skip it.
Oh. Well, is the Kim part?
Jesus,
I don't know how you exactly matched your first note twice.
If I'm my Gucci out. What's the lyric?
I could have my Gucci on.
Made you Gucci on.
I could have my Louis Vuitton.
I could have my Gucci on.
But I put nothing on.
But I made you look.
I made you look.
Well.
Hey. Super fruit? It's giving super fruit.
It's giving. I could have my Gucci. Oh.
See, I want to see Megan. I want to see Megan go to Thanksgiving potluck with the family, and it's a road trip, and they all and it's, you can bring one toy, and she brings Megan, and hilarity ensues.
I think the sequel should only star famous Megans. Or they take...
Finally, some work for Meghan Trainor.
Or they take Meghan to a Meghan Trainor concert. Or maybe that's where it starts. Meghan Trainor performing with a bunch of Megans. Okay. She made us look.
Oh, sure. So what you're saying is you're not getting Dear Future Mama. You're not getting Dear Future Mama?
I'll put it in my library queue.
Hey, I'm really...
What are you really?
We need to talk about if this is true or not. Do you think this is true? Okay. A Michigan priest. First of all, do you know any? Father?
I knew a couple when I used to go. What? When I used to go to church.
Father who? John? Father John?
No, oh my God. When I went to church in my hometown when I was a kid and I had to go, we had a visiting priest, and his name was Father Kim, and he had a heavy accent, and everyone was racist and would complain about it.
Huh. Sounds like a very loving, right? Doesn't it sound like a Jesus-centric
friend, vibe. Doesn't it sound like a very friendly church community to be a part of?
Okay, well, this article says, a Michigan priest who temporarily died...
Okay.
...claims he went to hell and witnessed humans being tortured. Let me finish.
They were listening to Rihanna.
Why'd you not let me finish? Humans being tortured with Umbrella by Rihanna. He explains that every word of the song was made to torture you for the fact that you didn't worship God through music while you were on Earth.
Did you watch his TikTok?
I don't like Umbrella. I don't like Umbrella.
Did you watch his
TikTok? It's one of my least favorite Rihanna songs, so I believe it. No.
It was very... I watched it. It was giving very... I didn't realize he was from Michigan, but it was giving liar... it was giving whenever pressed for hard hitting answers, he didn't have them. He was all, I thought I was going up, but I was going down. And he was like, and I saw a demon with people with collars and chains. And they were all, how'd you know it was a demon? And he was all, couldn't even describe the demon. He was just like, well, I just knew it was a demon.
Sometimes you know. When you know.
And if you don't know,
you'll never know.
Now you know. I could have my Gucci on.
I don't like Umbrella. The only good thing about Umbrella, to me, is Tom Holland doing Umbrella on Zendaya's little whatever. I don't even know what the hell that was. Was it a TV
lip-sync
show?
Lip-sync battle?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's all coming back
well,
straight. People try
it. When it just rained here in San Francisco for a month straight, I really got a lot of use out of the lyric, now that it's raining more than ever. It was very, should we stay for the bloopies?
Is well, it? Now that, oh, because you were saying it so much?
Yes.
Great.
Okay. Cool.
Great.
Well, cool. Another week.
Well, loved it. So, yeah, go see Megan. That's my
should
takeaway.
I send you a calendar invite? Because they already have the release date of the Squeakquel.
It's like 2025, isn't it?
25?
I know.
I thought
Michigan is going to be underwater in 100 years. Is it true?
No. I saw an article that said as the planet heats up and as more natural disasters come, that Michigan will be the safest place to live.
Okay. Who wrote that? The Michigan
Big
Reporter? Big Michigan. It's all going to be one lake.
Well, right now it's a peninsula. Two.
Brag. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me with my Gucci on.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Oh, wait. Where can people find you?
You can find me in between life and death listening to Umbrella.
Slingshot to your head?
Slingshot to my head. For a split second, all I hear is, how does Umbrella start?
And now that it's raining more than ever.
No, how does it start?
It starts with a
drizzle.
It starts with a big splash.
I don't like the music video. It's giving bad CGI. Grow
up. It was the 90s.
It was not the 90s. It was not.
It was 90s adjacent.
If you had to guess what year Umbrella was, 2006.
Umbrella came out, and I would say it was after I graduated college. Yeah, 2006 or 7.
That's not after you graduated college.
You're right.
I started college in 2007.
You're right.
So, I don't really know what you're thinking.
When did it come out?
Anyway, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.